अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला, अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the best of creation, the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person amongst you who will attain salvation from the terrors and the accountability of that day will be the one who would have recited salat upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we heard in the past episodes the great characters of the Sahaba Ikram and the amazing Ahl Bayt Atahar, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the amazing character and personality and the qualities of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This great, great servant of Allah Azza wa Jal and great lion of Allah Azza wa Jal was such an amazing personality that from the time that he graced this world to today, people are mesmerized by his intellect, his patience, his steadfastness, and above all else, his love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, in these days of Muharram, there are many special events, and there are many, many Madani pearls that we can pick up. And we know that in these days, it was in the plains of Karbala that Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. But there was a background to that. There was a pasimanzir of what happened. Because we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had predicted, amongst millions of other predictions, that Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu would stamp out fitna and would make reconciliation between two groups of Muslims by bringing them together, and he had done that. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the leader of the Muslims. And then there was a disagreement, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on one side, and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala on the other. And we know that on certain conditions, to stop this fitna from getting out of hand and the two groups of Muslims becoming enemies, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as predicted by the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave up power on condition to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the khalif. He had a son, and this son was called Yazid. As Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu became older and frail and weak and was about to depart from this world, his son wanted to assume power and unfortunately made it into a kingship which he wanted to inherit after his father. Now the difficulty was that Yazid was of bad characteristics. And we heard last time how he had bad traits in him. He was a womanizer. He was an alcoholic. He enjoyed music. He enjoyed bad things. He enjoyed dog fighting. He used to sleep late, miss his salah, had no sense of Quran and Hadith. And he, after Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, takes the reins of power. And this is where the Islamic Empire is in grave trouble. Because he wanted to take power, but he wanted to change the teachings of Islam. He wanted to make certain things acceptable and others not. But those things, those matters where he wanted to change were not according to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hadith of Mubarakah. No. He wanted these particular judgments because of his personal desires. And he introduced many fitnas in legal contexts and in Sharia contexts. And he had no clue, and he didn't have, unfortunately, the true grounding of Islam. So there's a vast Islamic empire. And once he takes the reins, people know what he's like. So even though he has taken power, the people don't see him as the leader. On the other hand, they have the great Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who's not said anything. But in the hearts of the people, he reigns. Yazid takes the throne. But Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein is in the hearts of the people. So there is this conflict. And he knows this. And he knows that his power isn't legitimate. And he knows that his position isn't secure. And he knows that although he has assumed kingship, almost, it was only in his heart be full and complete if Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala swears allegiance to him. So he sends a letter to the governor of Medina. And he asks the governor to take allegiance, oath of allegiance, from four people. And he knew that if he had an oath of allegiance from these four, then this amazing and magnificent and huge Islamic empire would be under his control. His power would be legitimized. And he would be accepted by everybody. Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, and then Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He wants an oath of allegiance from these four, and he knows that without certification from the great Imam, although he has assumed the throne, it doesn't mean much. The governor receives the letter. Marwan bin Hakam is there. And this person was such a dangerous and poisonous snake that he had been ostracized from the Arabian Peninsula because of his fitnas and because of causing conflict between Muslims. And then he saw an opportunity and came back. The great Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called to the governor's house. The governor of Medina reads to him the letter sent by Yazid. He offers him his chair, but the great Imam doesn't sit. He says, how can I swear allegiance to Yazid? You know what he's like. He doesn't follow the Quran and the Hadith and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know his character. How can you expect me, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to swear allegiance to him? The great Imam leaves. The Marwan says, he says, why didn't you take an oath of allegiance by force? Why didn't you hold him to ransom? And the governor says, do you know who he is? He is the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is where the journey from Medina to Karbala starts. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum, realizes that it is going to be difficult to stay in Medina. Indeed, word has got back to Yazid that the governor of Medina is weak and there are plans to change. So Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam decides to leave Medina to Al-Munawwara for Makkah Al-Mukarramah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala has already left for Makkah. The great Imam decides to leave the city of Medina, leave the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave the streets where he'd grown up. Can you imagine what his feelings are? The whole family is leaving for Makkah. They are leaving their home. Even the streets of Medina are crying. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already given the prophecy that this grandson of mine would be martyred by those claiming to be Muslims. This grandson of mine will be martyred on the plains of Karbala. And Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala had been given some sand and been told that when this turns red, then know that Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein had been martyred. And one can see that Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala ha, was the one who was alive at that time. Why? Because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew everything. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing was hidden from the best of creation. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who was leaving Madinatul Munawwara to protect the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ensure that the deen reached us in its perfect form, to make sure that no fasiq or fajr, no sinner can dilute Islam. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu could have very easily sworn allegiance to Yazid and left him to it. But no, he didn't. He knew the time had come that had been predicted by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew it was the time for his exam. And so, like a courageous lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, he steps forward for the task that the world will remember till the day of judgment. The Sahaba Ikram is saying, don't go, O great Imam. We are here. Even the trees in the ground of Medina is crying. Because today, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving Madinatul Munawwara. And then the great Imam starts this journey. But where does he start this journey from? My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, if you pick up the books of history, he starts this great and amazing journey which is going to be admired by entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal from the moment it happened till the day of judgment. And he starts it at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a mission to save the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it started from the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts the task of guarding the Quran and the Sunnah. At the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts the task of preserving Islam to make sure that no sinner and no devious person can dilute Islam. Because Yazid had already started to introduce such weird and horrific things into Islam that your blood would boil and your hair would stand up. And Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam knew that if he accepted an oath of allegiance to Yazid, then this beautiful deen of Islam would change its form. So he made the firm intention that no matter what happens, I will not swear an oath of allegiance to Yazid. No matter what happens, I cannot accept that such a person becomes the leader of the Muslims and I legitimize his power. No. Knowing what he was doing and knowing exactly where he was going, he leaves the Nurun ala Nur city of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of light, the city of barakat, the city of blessings, the city where the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is.
And he sets out for Makkah al-Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. The people of Makkah welcome him. There are many meetings to discuss what to do. And they advise Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that although at the time of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the people of Kufa could be trusted, now they couldn't. And they tell him that Yazid has sent officers there and that is a dangerous place. But then the great Imam receives letters endorsed with signatures. And many letters come from the Kufans. And they ask him to come to Kufa and they promise to swear an oath of allegiance to him. The reality is that although at that time some of them are sincere, the situation was going to change. Hazrat Imam Ali Mukram, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is advised by the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those in Makkah at the time not to trust. So he sends Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala to go and see the situation. When Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala arrives in Kufa, he sees that the people are genuinely ready to swear an oath of allegiance to Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they genuinely despise Yazid and his ways. So he writes a letter to Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that these people are genuine and they do want to help. Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then makes the decision to travel to Kufa. Allahu Akbar. He travels with his family. And this is where, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the great journey to the plains of Karbala enters its second phase. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala traveling with his family, with his children. In Kufa at this time, what has happened is that Yazid has threatened different officers, changed people, and then offered lots of money. And in the desire of the world and the greed of the world, some of the Kufans have changed their mind. They now see power with Yazid. They now see money and great rewards. He is a so-called king now. So he has power, he has at his disposal the Islamic Empire and all the treasures of it. So they think, if we stick with Yazid, knowing he's wrong, but if we stick with him, we will be rewarded handsomely. Whereas they know Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in the right, but has nothing to give in worldly treasures that they want. Allahu Akbar. The Yazidi army comes face to face with Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The two sides meet. They say there are 22,000 soldiers sent to intercept Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam radiallahu ta'ala and his Madani Kafla. Women, children, they are intense. Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam the Great is with his companions. They are besieged. Hazrat Imam Ali Mukam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu knows what is happening. Allahu Akbar. He arrives and the caravan is amazing. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let's talk about this caravan. They don't miss a salah. When it's time for namaz, azan, iqamat, jama'at. Constantly the recitation of the Quran from their tents. Pious. Veiled. Steadfast, patient, enduring. And in the hot plains of Karbala. No food, no water, but no complaints. Allahu Akbar. They were there to take a firm stand against those who were wrong. They were there to sacrifice their lives for justice. These people who were stood opposite him were strange people. Because they were bloodthirsty. For whose blood? The blood of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. In the fields of Karbala, Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu's conduct was so gracious and so amazing and so dignified that even to this day, everybody who reads about it pays tribute to his patience and his servitude. He said, when the armies faced each other, O people, listen to me and do not make haste until I advise you about that which has become my responsibility. The reason for my arrival, and if you accept my reason, verify what I have said with justice regarding me. If you do, you will succeed in this matter. And you will not be asked any questions about me. However, if you do not accept my reasons, then listen. Then Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala recites the blessed ayat of the Quran, Surah Yunus, verse 71, translation from Kanzul Iman. Muster therefore your designs and gather your accomplices. Then let not your design be dubious. Then execute on me and give me no respite. And then the ayat of the Quran from Surah Araf, verse 196. And verily my protector is Allah, who sent down the book, the Quran, and he guards the virtuous ones. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, then praises Allah Azza wa Jal. And they say to the Yazidi followers, don't you know who I am? Consider my family and ponder as to who I am. Do you think it is correct and permissible to kill me? Am I not the grandson of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not the uncle of my father? Is Sayyidina Jafar not my uncle? Did you not get the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about me and my brother? That both of us are the leaders of the youth of Jannah, of paradise? Allahu Akbar. He's addressing the Yazidi army. And he's telling them, can't you see who I am? Don't you know my status? Don't you know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I am the leader of the youth of Jannah? He goes on. If you agree to what I say, then listen. Verily, it is the truth. For by Allah Azza wa Jal, I have not told a lie since I was aware that Allah strongly dislikes lying. If you do not believe what I say, ask Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah, Abu Sa'id, Sa'al bin Sa'd, and Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Because they have all heard these virtues about me from the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't there anything for you in my advice which can stop you shedding my blood? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala is addressing the Yazidis. He is addressing these people who, because of desires of the world, have lost their mind. They are on the plains of Karbala because Yazid has offered to make them rich, offered to give them power. And they are blinded by the fact that they are standing in front of the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the wicked intention of martyring him. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Ali Makram, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala gives them chance after chance to save themselves from the fire of hell. He says, if you have any doubt in what I have said or about my being the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so by Allah, tell me this. There is no other grandson of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the east or the west, from amongst you or from anyone else except me. Just tell me, do you want to take revenge on me because I've done something wrong? Have I killed somebody amongst you? Have I wasted your wealth? Do I want your wealth in exchange? Are you seeking retaliation on me for your wounded people? After all, what revenge do you want? Why are you here? Do you know why you are going to do this? The cursed people, the lost people on the other side remained quiet. Because even they didn't know why they were doing it. Apart from greed and power. They knew what they were doing were wrong. But unfortunately, the shaitan had put a veil over their minds, their hearts and their eyes. Allahu Akbar. When nobody answered the call, Hazrat Imam Ali Makram radiallahu ta'ala, he radiallahu ta'ala said, O Qais bin Ash'as, O Zayd bin Haris, haven't you called me by sending letters? At that point, they denied it. Hazrat Imam Ali Makram radiallahu ta'ala said, by Allah, you did this. Then said, O people, if you do not want to take of allegiance from me, then leave me and let me go to a safe place. Then one of the cursed Yazidis said, obey the orders of Ibn Ziyad. You cannot be released. Hazrat Imam Ali Makram, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala said, by Allah, I will not take an oath of allegiance from him at all. O bondsman of Allah, verily, I seek protection of Allah from it that you stone me to death. Allahu Akbar. I seek protection from Allah Azza wa Jal from every arrogant person who does not believe in the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it was very easy for Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. All he needed to do was swear an oath of allegiance to Yazid. But he said no. And the question today is why? Why? Because he wanted to make sure that Yazid could not disrupt the Islamic empire. He wanted to make sure that Yazid didn't dilute the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He preserved the beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so it reached us in its perfect form. He sacrificed everything he had so that we could follow the teachings in the Quran and the Hadith. The accursed followers of Yazid didn't act upon these great sayings of Hazrat Imam Ali Makram radiallahu ta'ala. There was a local village, and the villagers found out that the great Imam Ali Makram was on the plains of Karbala and needed help. And they came rushing to the service of Hazrat Imam Ali Makram radiallahu ta'ala. And they had the honor and the privilege of being sacrificed on the feet of Hazrat Imam Ali Makram radiallahu ta'ala. Then, there was the story of the mother. Her one son had been married, the scholars write, 17 days earlier. The mother comes in and says, oh son of mine, I have raised you through great difficulty, but today I need you. And she's crying and she's upset. The son says, oh mother, why are you crying? Have I ever disrespected you before? I haven't, and I don't intend to do it. Why are you so upset? She says, I have found out that the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in great need. He is on the plains of Karbala. He is besieged. The people are around him. He is in great difficulty. He needs help. I want you to go and sacrifice everything at the feet of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You're young. Use your youth to protect the great Imam. He says, oh mother, That is a great honor and a great privilege. I will do exactly that. I've only been married 17 days. Let me at least tell my wife that I'm doing this. The mother says, but what if she persuades you against it? Don't go. Just go straight to the plains of Karbala. He says, no. My love for Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my devotion to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that nobody can make me change my mind. I know that my Imam is on the plains of Karbala. I cannot stay behind. Let me go and speak to her. He goes to his wife. He explains and she says, okay, I am saddened. I am saddened that Islam doesn't give women the permission to go into the battlefield, or else I would have come with you. Allahu Akbar. She says, go. Jannat is waiting for you. She sends him. They go to the court of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And through parda, in a state of veil, she asks the great Imam to take her husband with him and to allow him the great status of martyrdom in the court of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then requests the family of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, can make me a servant of yours so that I can serve you till I die, so that I can be with you in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Look at the fortunate ones. How fortunate they were that they saw the opportunity and they took it. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes a speech. And the speech is so amazing that the hearts of the Yazidis are trembling. And one of the leaders, Hazrat Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it pierces him. And he cannot live with it. He cannot bear the fact that he is on the other side and they are beseeching. They are now in front of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He marches his horse. He leaves the Yazidi army. He comes to the court of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He disembarks and he stands there with his head lowered. He apologizes for the fact that he was on that side and he stopped the great Imam traveling. And he asks for permission. He truly repents. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala says that Allah accepts the repentance of those who truly repent. He seeks permission from Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam to go and fight the enemies of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam and the enemies of Islam. He turns around. And the scholars write that his own brother, with whom he discussed it, decides what an opportunity my brother has taken. And he follows him. And again, in the feet of the great Imam, and both brothers then come back to fight the very army they were part of. And they fight to the stage that they achieve the great status of martyrdom. They die at the feet of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, on the plains of Karbala that day, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed a lot. He then adorns the Imam al-Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and picks up the Zulfiqar of Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he marches into the battlefield. He single-handedly wipes out many Yazidis. He teaches the world how it is to be steadfast in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He teaches the world what it means to be steadfast in Salah. He teaches the world what it means to preserve the Quran in its true way. He teaches the world how to preserve the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teachings of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did all that, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, so that you and I could follow the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you and I could protect our salah, so that you and I could read the Quran every day, so that you and I could teach our mothers and daughters how to have parda, so you and I could give our children a good upbringing in Islamic teachings, you and I could have love and devotion towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, if we miss our salah and we claim to love Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, then we are kidding ourselves. If we don't read the Quran and we love We claim to love Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, we are lying to ourselves. If we don't read the tafsir of the Quran and the teachings of Islam, but we claim that we love the Ahlul Bayt, then that love that we proclaim is not true. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, you will truly become a servant of the Ahlul Bayt and truly become the beloved of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you never miss your salah, if you recite the Quran every day, if you learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you humble yourself in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and you live your life according to the teachings and the way of Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. To Karbala, a journey.